I didn't see any women, but we can make arrangements to have women there. So we're learning Menchas Chinuch here. It's Sunday night, or Lechav Vav Tammuz, and we're learning Mitzvah Zion, and we're doing the Chinuch first, as we always do. And we say Shlo Naset Shlomim Sheyavdu, not to make a statue, an idol of any type, for the purpose of worship. And any type of statue, of any image whatsoever. We're not talking about the worship itself. We're talking about making an idol for the purpose of worship. That's the rationale of the Isser, because no one's doing anything that bad yet. Bein hefresh is no different. Bein sheyaseh biyado. So if he tells someone else to make it for him, I would imagine that not a din of shlichus, that would be adrava in shlichus arvera. But the point is that the iser is not, I would compare it, l'avdil, to the mitzvah saseh of makkah, that also it's not so much the act of making it, but getting it done. So here also, that's why I'm assuming for the moment that that's why ain't hefresh ben sheyaseh biyado yitzav alaso, because the issur is to get it done. Shnemar lo sasa l'chol pesul l'chol temuna. I'm not sure what he sees in the pasuk. Lo sasa is a verb. Don't make it. But he says v'mitzav alasosa, if you order it and you have it be made, u'hagorim ho'asiya. Yeah, but I don't see the rationale. That's the whole point. That's hundreds of times the Torah says a verb and says you're not allowed to do it, and the assumption all over Shas is that it means a direct action, not a grama. Now all of a sudden the chinuch like sort of, yeah, you know, and if you order it done, so you're causing it to be done. So like, what's that all about? So in the article it says that if it meant, like always, to forbid the act, it would have said lo sasa peso. What does it mean lo peso? It's not true that it's only us, or if you make it for your personal worship, because if you make it for other people's worship, it's also us. So it means, this is how he's explaining it. There's Meir Makomos here. Menchas Chinuch is one of the Meir Makomos, actually. That it means don't have an idol be made for yourself. You know, it's based on the sort of extra word Mechal. But one of the Meir Makomos is given, is the Menchas Chinuch, so we'll see. And this is the Rambam Shita. The Chinuch will question the Rambam Shita shortly. So das Rambam Zal. Das Rambam Zal, in this Hasagas, the Sefer HaMitzvus, Jaina Azor HaBakan, Elish Lo Yaset Shlomim Al Da'as La'ovdom. In other words,
to worship him.
Yeah, so that's what the Rambam said.
No, the Rambam said even if it's not, he doesn't want to worship.
No, wrong.
Well, yeah. The very beginning.
Yeah, what is he saying?
Hasil Vadas.
Yeah, I know the problem is you skipped the first four words.
No, I think the Rambam holds anyone. For the Rambam, you make it for anyone to worship. For the Ramban,
no.
You have to make it for you to worship.
No. The Chiddush is going to explain the Ramban. The Isser is not. We'll learn a few more words, we'll understand what he's saying. Gam Chosav, it really means not to make idols an object of worship. That's what it's going to come out there. Ramban holds the pasuk, he's saying, and it's not really forbidding in this pasuk making idol per se. It's forbidding making an idol into an object of worship. And it's sort of like repeating not to believe in another power other than Hashem. Not to make an idol an object of worship. So, and we'll see. Gam klausav shein lanu limnos lavzeh min amikra hazeh. We should not be counting making an idol as having its source from this pasuk. Lo yazir buzeh hakosuv rak for Israel avodas avodah zarah shubamisa. The second dibra, the seres hadibros, is talking about something that has misas based. Uvasiya salamim, making an idol, hozman shalom avodam, if you didn't worship it, heimba davar elamalkus, it's only a lot. And that wouldn't be in the aseres hadibros. That's what the Ramban says. Aseres hadibros is only talking about what we call a capital offense. Who's the corner of the Vrachat Kosav? Shekola posuk, kol posuk zeh, lo yielacha, the second dibra, nechshav lelav echot. All the don'ts in the second dibra, lo yielacha lehim acherim al panai, lo yisasa lecha pesel kol tmuna, lo sishtacha velohem, lo sa avdein. There are actually four don'ts in the second dibra. They're all components of one lav. Nechshav l'lav v'echad. Who's the chronos kosav? This is the Ramban. The kol posuk zed lo yielacha. Nechshav l'lav v'echad. Yazir, and this is what the idea is. Shalom, and the whole idea is really what we said in mitzvah chavav in the chinuch. Shalom no deho elokus l'zulaso. Not to admit, not to empower a different power other than Hashem. Ben she kablenu belo a, whether you accept it and you say Eliyata, kloma she yomelo Eliyata, she yishtacha belo, or you're going to do an action which manifests you're accepting it as a deity, as a power. O yavdenu ba'achas mi'ar ba'avodos o'asuros. So that's how the psukim play out according to the Ramban. Don't believe in another power other than Hashem. And then it lists a number of actions which bespeak, meaning which manifest a belief in a different power. Bow down, worship, do avoda. But they're all part of don't believe in, don't accept them as a deity. Avol hamaniya, but the very refraining of making an idol, v'asiyas atzlomim, the kiyumam, tosel hu, the Ramban writes, the nafkulon miposuk, that's going to be a posuk in Vayikra, the altifnu el ho elilim, the lohem ma'asecholo sasu lochem, and the other rabbi, it's going to be the Rambam that we're going to have trouble explaining why this lav number 27 is different than the pasuk in Vayikra, which the chinuch goes with the Rambam's counting, and the chinuch has that as mitzvah 214. And he says himself, the tamei ani al Rambam, puzzled by the shitas of Rambam, shekosav shein hefresh ben yaisen biyodo or yitzave la'asosam. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. This is what he's talking about now. He's asking the question here. So So that's what he's asking on the Rambam. So we gave what we think is the answer, that the Rambam looks at it as don't have an idol made for yourself. And once you frame the law that way, then there's no kasher ben shlichus v'aveira. It's not shlichus. It's all part of what the love is. Don't bring about the creation of an idol. So, according to the Rambam, what's the difference between 214 and this one? So again, that was the reason the Ramban's so the article brings down Al taka hours is for yourself. You're making an idol for yourself for the purpose of worship. And in Vayikra, it's talking about making an idol as an act of worship, even for another party. But that takes away the Oskos diyuk of Lacha. They wanted to say that the reason you learn out that even if you tell someone to do it, you're over the law, is because of the word Lacha. It should have said just Losasa Pesel. And it says Losasa Lacha Pesel. But according to this, the Lacha is very specific, because our pasuk is only answering making an idol for yourself. In fact, if you make an idol for yourself, you're over two lavim. You're over number 214, and you're over number 27. Because if you make an idol, because number 214 is don't make an idol, and 27 is don't make an idol for yourself. So, what? It's the Rambam. Rambam holds. The Rambam holds 26, 27, 28, 29 are four different lavim. Even though there's only Aseres HaDibros, in the second Dibra there's four lavim. That's the Rambam.
That's the Tikkunim.
What? Well, he goes with the Rambam's count, but it's very obviously here he agrees with the Ramban personally.
I'm sorry.
According to the Rambam, what's 27? Now let him make an idol for yourself to worship.
So what did he mean?
What's 28? You're not allowed to bow down to Avodah Zorah. What's 29? You're not allowed to worship Avodah Zorah the way it's worshipped, Derech Avodah. Okay?
What did he mean when he said,
Shalom Asher Fanim Shiavdu? Shayei Avdu,
be worshipped. But do lo Avdam Ha'osa
Osam.
Even the one who makes it, that is not the one
who. No, he's saying, even you're able to love, even if no one worships, even if you didn't end up worshipping it, or before you ended up worshipping it. Just making it is Osir. He's stressing that just making it is Osir. You could hear people saying, what's wrong with just making it? I didn't do nothing. I didn't do nothing, I just made it. I just made an idol. I didn't do anything yet. So that is a lot. The Torah is making it a lot. And it's obvious because it's a mikshol. It's not like... It is like we're being told. The Torah does that sometimes. By Nazir it does it. In Echanami, the basic Isser is to worship Avodah Zarah, but the Isser here to make an Avodah Zarah in order to be worshipped. But again, that's only you have, again, you have 27, 39, and 214. 39 is certain types of images, like of a person. Maybe of Tzvah Shemayim, we'll see at 39. Even if it's decorative, you want to put it on your front lawn, the little cute menshula that people have on their front lawn. So you're not allowed to. It's also, even there you see it in the stores, I don't understand the heter, you don't see anything, you don't see an ear chopped off, you see these little figures of people.
A little jockey,
yeah, they're cute. They're even making kiddush. They're dancing chassidim, whatever. But I know this haterim, but there's no. It's really usher. Okay.
He also overlooked.
That's 39.
He also overlooked the mikshol.
No, it's not a real.
Because it's
conceptually, that's why the Torah asked it. And according to the Rambam, 214 is making an idol to be worshipped to someone else. According to the Ramban, this is Aseres HaDibros, man. This is not a kid stuff. This is Aseres HaDibros. According to the Ramban, there are no four mitzvahs in the second Dibra. It's all one law, which is not to believe. It's a belief. Not to believe in Avodah Zarah, not to believe in a power other than Hashem. And the Torah is listing manifestations of belief. Don't say Eliyata, don't bow down to them, don't worship them, don't do avoda to them. And the words of Losasa L'Chopesel, according to the Ramban, is don't accept it as a god. It's not talking about physical making of a statue. Losasa L'Chopesel, don't make a god upon yourself. Don't accept it. Don't say Eliyata. That's what, so... according to the Ramban is the belief. Then the Pasuk says Losasa L'Chopesel L'Chol Tmuna is don't say Eliyata, don't accept it as a deity. Losishtachavet, don't bow down. Losodim, don't do avoda to them. It's all one lav, it's all one isser. According to the Ramban, other rabbis different. According to the Rambam, it's like a different Yisurim. 26 is not to believe in Avodah Zarah. 27 is not to make an idol for worship for yourself. 28 is not to bow down to an idol. And 20 is Avodah Zarah. And 29 is not to worship the way it's worshipped. Okay, a clear machlokas. Yeah. The chinuch is a good example of where the chinuch counts the mitzvahs according to the Rambam. But his sympathies clearly lie with the Ramban. Shorish, what?
The person says, I have to make a thing different for people in India.
That's not this lab, that's 39. That would be 39, though, not this lab. That's 39. No, I'm sorry. It's 214. 39 is not to make certain images, even for decorative purposes. 214 is not to make an idol for someone else. 214 is in Vayikra. Lo sasalacha elohim asecha lo sasalach. Shorish mitzvah zu yadua says the chinuch shulaharchek avodah zarah. Okay. Dini ha-mitzvah greino eisetsuros eisetsura asura lasos veizumuteres. It's not so clear. I mean, the article points out that what the chinuch is saying here is really pertinent to mitzvah 39, not to here. Because to here was saying anything you make in order to worship is asur. And it's 39 that it depends which surah is mutter and which surah is asur. But that's even for decorative purposes. Okay, the chinuch does that sometimes. We've had it before, that he tells you dinim that really belong in a different mitzvah. Which you might have sometime, again, this is, belongs in 39, when you're making an image of a human, if it's... What's it called? I forgot what the word is. If it's polite or if it's recessed. But there's fancier words for that. What? Yeah, but there's a word.
Grave is in.
Yeah. Which is that? Polite or recessed?
Bass relief is out.
Dark relief.
Dark.
I remember once my shul, where we signed, they had like the face of the founder of the shul on the building outside. But it was bolate. My father couldn't stand it. I said, you would have vandalized it, except maybe he was afraid I would tell on him. I don't know. But he would have vandalized it. It's also the bazillion on the outside of the shul to have an image that's also, it's decorative purposes, but it was the face of a man. And it was bowling. What?
Ratzion, the city put a statue of King David. was attacked many times until they...
Yeah, you gotta take off a nose or an ear. That's a doll. That's a problem with a doll. So this haterim, if you know it's made for... you know it's made to play with, and no one's worshipping a doll. You know, I don't know, maybe in India they worship dolls. I don't know. They worship animals. So, okay. Basic mission. Okay, but right now we're learning this mitzvah. Din tabas yeshul echosom. What do you do if you have a ring that has a protruding image of a person? Because we're dealing with a love. And again, according to the Rambam, this is a separate love. You hear the chilek, see the Rambam and the Ramban? Yeshua, you hear the clear chilek. The Ramban holds that the second dibra is one statement, one isser. Don't believe in a different power, and the Torah is giving examples of what would constitute an act bespeaking belief. And according to the Rambam, there's mamish four different mitzvahs. In the Minyan HaMitzvahs, there's much more than 10 dibros, right? There's different mitzvahs. This would be, again, like, you know, Tam Tachnel, Tam Elyon, you know, in Tam Elyon it's all one pasuk, which is more like the Ramban. Okay. But, and according to the Rambam also, it's still only Aseres HaDibros, because the Kasha becomes the Teres. What do I mean? Dibros attack capital crimes. And these other ones... Oh, but that's not true, because the Shtachavah is a capital crime. Ramban's Kasha is only on this, making an idol. That's a lav, not a capital crime. But the other two taka are capital crimes. To worship it the way it's worshipped and to bow down to it. So I don't know. So there's 10 Dibros. Maybe it's like Shokar, Zokar, Rishomor, Bedibrecha Nemru. It's all one Dibra. You know, it's all one Dibra. You know, it's called Lavin, according to the Rambam. The Lashon, you know, is not the greatest Lashon according to what we learned. Because Hane'evodim, normally Tzlomim and Evodim means the types of statues that are the derech to worship. But it's not what he means. He means for the purpose of worshiping. He made Tzlomim for the purpose of worshiping. Loke, it's Malkin. It's a regular lav. Yeah. So let me read from the.
Not a capital crime.
What?
They're not a capital crime.
Well, we know that. That's the Ramban's Kasha. That's why the Ramban holds not Mustabra that this is. That the Aseres HaDibros would have a lav that's not a capital crime. The article brings down the Chinuch's question of Einshlech Varavera. So he brings on the Minchas Chinuch answer. Okay, so we'll be learning the Minchas Chinuch. What could be better than that? Let's learn. What? I don't know, they're not worshipping the Shesi Ve'eruv. I don't know. I'll let other people like think about it, worry about it. Mitzvah of Zion, Minchas Chinuch. Shelo Lasos Pesel, says the Chinuch, Aleph. Das Rambam Bechulu Zemavua Beramam Peregimel Meyakam Alochates, Bechem Besefer HaMitzvahs La Rambam Lav Beis, Begam Im Yitzadah Lasos, if he orders it made, but for himself, and for the purpose of worship, Either Balad Hazer, Dare Gora Masia. He caused it to be made, Kemoshe Kosovar Abba Machaber Gamkein, and that's the Lashon of the Chinuch too. The Tirim Idibe Haramba, the Mitzavala Acher, Ainu Mitam Shlichos. It's not You're not over the lav when you tell someone to make an idol for you and he makes it for you because of the lumdus of shlichus. That's not what the mechayim is. It's like shlichus shalodom kamoso, so it's as if you did it. No. Chodah the kaimel and shlichus varavera. Good kasha. Vod alachilik meina mitzav al Yisrael duhu bar shlichus olugoi the lav bar shlichus klal. You do a b'shas, and he's not even a bar shlichus. Hello, korchach. Don't cause it to be made. Not just don't make it, but don't cause it to be made. So the lundus is that the Torah here was mechayev for grama, so to speak. Torah, I wouldn't say grama, I would say like don't bring about that it should be made. Maybe that is grama, it's the same thing. Don't bring about that it should be made. Not just don't make it. Now, how did Rambam do that? I don't know. The Ashkol has some fancy limud there for the word lacha, which I don't even understand, because the Rambam needs lacha to say that this lav is only if you make it for yourself. And if you make it for someone else, it's a different lav. So I don't even know. Let's see if the Mechazchina talks about it. That's not the point. We're not talking about the lomdus of shlichus. That's a breakdown in the dynamic of shlichus. But if the Torah is saying, don't cause it to be made, so if you cause it to be made, you make it a lot.
But I didn't cause it to be made. Right? The guy who I told you, he could.
That's a breakdown in shlichus. Yeah. You can't send an agent. The idea of an agent is that he's listening to you, and that creates shlichus shalodom kamoso. But
how am I a goring?
But if the idea is don't be goring, because Divrei Avodah Divrei Talmud is a legalism, not necessarily a reality. The guy Lamaisa chose to listen to you. I'll turn around the question and ask you, what do you mean Divrei Avodah Divrei Talmud didn't mishom? So what? But he decided to listen to the Divrei Talmud. So you have a good kash on him. Hey, how could you listen to that guy? Hashem said differently. Okay, but he decided to listen to you. So why are you saying Shlech and Varavera?
Why should I be over? Because he should listen to them.
Well, what he could, but he didn't. He listened to you. He's your Shlech.
But Hashem told him that.
So what? So what? So what? He listened to you. He's doing it because you told him to do it. He's your Shlech.
I'm a master.
Okay, we're going around the circle now. No. So, no, you're not wrong. I'm saying what you see is that it's a legalism, it's not a reality. The reality is he did listen to you. So it's a legal breakdown in shlichus, where we look at him as if he's doing it on his own. He's not doing it because you told him to do it. It's like he's doing it on his own. But it's a breakdown in the shlichus dynamic. But if we say that Grom is usher, Lamaisa, you were Garam, because Lamaisa, he did listen. Okay, think about that, and we're going to...